Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on doing a chakra treatment and finding the frequencies and notes yourself that is really effective for getting rid of anxiety. So our intention is that everybody in the universe would be anxiety-free. That's all. Right. Before we start, let me show you some things or share some things we're doing at the Institute. We have our next open house coming up on, where's our thing? Okay. Oh, it disappeared. Oh, here it is. Here it is. No, not that page. Okay, pull it up again. Healingcenter.com. Here we've got our next open house is Sunday, July 16th, from 1 to 5. We go over how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with many heart-opening meditations. Everybody gets to go on the sound table, play with all the different instruments, and just get blissed out. You can RSVP at info@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our next semester starting September 5th at the Institute. That's 3.5 months in Sausalito, and half of it's online, so 6 months online. You can start that anytime. You can actually start on July 6th for the online portion. Or you could do the whole thing online. Starting July 6th, or about every 2 weeks, it's ongoing enrollment. So you just keep going until the classes repeat. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So you can do sound healing treatments, do sound baths, understand how the whole universe works based on vibration, and be able to go to a place of peace and stillness. We get high as well. Go to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over until that's the norm in your life. And you can show and get other people to that place over and over. Right? So we're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we are very specific about skills and techniques that you can use to actually open up a practice or work in places. It's becoming more well known. We also have our next recording program on September 12th. It's 1 day a week at 12 to 2 p.m. It's all about how to use a digital audio workstation for recording, mixing, and producing. And I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and audio producing, as well as the number one selling book in sound healing. So you get a really unique perspective on how to get people really high and still with music. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. Next training is August 12th. Got to sign up by August 1st to join. And it's finds what notes are missing, and those correspond to different physical and emotional issues. Kay did over 20 years of research in hospitals and therapy centers to get very specific correspondences to missing notes in the voice. You can also get a treatment as well. That's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also have our brainwave assessment kit. And it's really, what we do is we play each of the 12 notes and have you tune into which one's the most peaceful, calm, and still. And I've been doing it for 10 years, so I can often tell. I can always tell just by looking at someone. And then we give you, after we find your note, we give you a CDs, four CDs, one in Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity and getting into the zone, Alpha for learning and sports, and Beta for overcoming ADHD, and Gamma for blissing out. So you can get a treatment or you can buy the toolkit and do those treatments on your own as well. We also have of the Medical Sound Association meetings. We have the Medical Sound Association with a lot of treatment plans for different issues, about 25 now. And we've got over 800 doctors and sound therapists working on these treatment plans. So you can check that out at medicalsoundassociation.com. And we have bi-monthly meetings. If you want to join, just click the join button. We also have our Sound Education Association with over 100 administrators. And we're setting up a curriculum. We've already created over 2,500 exercises. We're refining them and creating an online video series and bringing it into governments around the world. So if you want to join and be on the lobbying team or help with that, go to soundeducationassociation.com. We also, on our site, we've got the school. We've got the Sound Healing Store with over 400 products. We also have an affiliate program now. And we also have all these sound healing technologies, including sound tables, sound lounges, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass belts and vests that will totally overcome any pain almost every time and are really effective for many other physical and even emotional issues. We have also have our sound therapy center at the Institute, but we also have the sound treatment center online. We're about to launch. We're looking for practitioners. If you want to be a practitioner, go to practitioner registration on soundtreatmentcenter.com, and you can register and be a practitioner and get paid, right? We'll be launching the actual treatments in about 2 to 3 weeks now. Finally got it ready to go. The best quality sound ever as well. So check it out at soundtreatmentcenter.com. Okay. We also have our research foundation where you can find over 500 clinical papers, and they're searchable as well. So those are the different things we have going on. Let's see. So I want to share a chakra meditation that I came up with a long time ago, and it basically changed my life because I used to have panic attacks. And I found that when I did this meditation, not only would it get rid of the panic attack, I would be blissed out. So I was able to get rid of my Xanax that I had in my pocket, and I was able to get rid of all of the fear of the panic attack, which is the worst part, right? That causes panic attacks on its own, right? And so this is so important. I mean, I had my landlord's daughter upstairs in the house I used to live in, she committed suicide because she has panic attacks all her life. I didn't even know, right? If this helped 1/10 of the people with anxiety and panic attacks, that's massive. But I've had actually over 90% effectiveness for this with people with panic attacks. It's been really helpful, really helpful. So goodness gracious, you know, I want to get up on the roof and let people know, you know, about this possibility. And it's so simple. It's so easy. So let me walk you through this meditation for finding the frequency or note of each chakra yourself. So you're really tuning in to what's right for you. There's a lot of charts that show different notes and different frequencies. In fact, here's, you know, not only different notes and frequencies, but also different vowels and consonants, right? I mean, a couple of weeks we'll go over all the different frequencies and notes, the common notes that people use for different chakras. It's different countries, and also the different frequencies that people have come up with for different chakras. But as I always say, it's much better to find things yourself, because I really believe that these frequencies and these notes of chakras are different from person to person. So it's much better if you learn how to actually find it yourself. The truth is, it's not even critical that you get the note or the frequency correct, as long as you get a stable, consistent vibration into that chakra. Chakras have two main problems. I learned this from Sonia Choquette from her book called True Balance. Chakras can often be overactivated, kind of whacked out, you know, just buzzing, right? Or they can be totally stagnant, not even humming at all, right? So the trick is to really tune in to each chakra and check for yourself whether it's overactivated or stagnant. And then you can use different energy or sound for either one, right? Mostly just calming or activating, right, sounds. So that's the first thing, to always check in on each chakra. But I also have questions that I ask for each chakra that are really telling. So whenever I do a chakra treatment, I normally tell people, we can do a chakra treatment on you, and it will be really cool, and you'll be blissed out for a while. Or I can teach you how to do your own chakra meditation, and you'll be blissed out the rest of your life. And people always say, okay, let's go for option two. Right? So that's what I do when I do. But I always do a intake at the beginning and ask people these questions to see if they, you know, where each chakra is and whether I need to work on it or not. And these questions that I'm going to be asking are really good for yourself to see if you need work in that chakra. But you know, if you're feeling nothing in that chakra, that's a good sign that it's stagnant. Like I normally, when I tune into my root chakra, I don't feel anything. It takes me normally 30 seconds or so to actually feel the base of my spine, because I'm a creative type. I can drop into my root chakra pretty quickly, but I don't normally hang out there all the time, whereas other people do hang out there all the time. So that's a real sign that it's stagnant. Other chakras, sometimes I'll, like my solar plexus, I'll feel a little buzz in there, like, eh, and that's a sign that it's overactivated. And so that's, you can really, if you just check in on each of the chakras, you can generally tell where it's at, right? And just that right there, even without doing the chakra treatment, is really effective and really, really healthy, because basically you're doing an assessment of your own body to see what's going on with you. And it's so easy to tell. I mean, sometimes I'll get, you know, a little buzz in my throat chakra and in my thyroid. And sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, I can't even feel my crown chakra. So these are really good questions to be able to ask yourself. And then what we're going to do is we're going to find the actual frequency of each chakra for you. Now, when you find it, you can just go up and down in frequency in your head. It's easier to do it in your head than out loud, because some of the chakras are lower or higher than your voice will make. So you can just go up and down until you find a frequency that seems to match that chakra. Sometimes you can just go right to it, you know, where you just go, okay, this is the frequency that feels right in that chakra. And you just go, woo, you know. If I go to my heart chakra, I just immediately go, woo, right? So I don't even have to do a frequency sweep anymore. So we're going to find the chakra, and then you're going to send or have it just imagine it vibrating there. I imagine it like a sphere of sound vibrating in that chakra, a little sphere right there. And again, the frequency or the pitch is not critical. It's really all about a stable, consistent vibration. You can imagine any vowel, because every vowel is a stable, consistent vibration. You're not going to imagine it going, right? Because that's not stable, consistent. But that's, of course, you're not going to do that. So just do any vowel, right? Or just imagine some vibration. Doesn't matter what vowel, just any stable, consistent vibration there. So that's the deal, because peace is a stable, consistent vibration. So we're essentially getting peace into that chakra. Right? That's the whole deal. Peace in that chakra. hold on just a second here. Okay. Got rid of the doggy. So the first chakra is the root chakra. Here's the questions to ask. How grounded are you? How much are you in your body versus in your head? The answers I get to this question are all over the place. More people say they're in their head than in their body. But there's a lot of people that do yoga all the time, or qigong, or go on hikes all the time, that are in their body a lot. And that's really cool. If they're in totally in, like they say they're in their body all the time, then I'm not going to even worry about that root chakra, right? But if someone says, oh yeah, I'm in my head, and then I'll ask, well, how easily can you get in your body? And that's a really telling question. Some people say, oh, easy, really easy. Like I'm like in my head a lot, but I can drop down into my body in a second. I go on hikes almost every day as well. So I get in my body a lot, right? So that's really cool, because if someone's in their head, you need to really work on that. Again, my root chakra, I find it's often stagnant. So I have to actually get it humming, right? So here's the deal. Imagine a frequency vibrating at the base of your spine, or even a little lower at the perineum. And imagine a little ball of vibration, a low frequency, go up and down and find that frequency that feels right for you. You can't get it wrong. Just play with it, because, again, it doesn't matter if it's the right frequency, more so that it's just a stable, consistent vibration, which can be any vowel or just a little ball of vibration that's humming consistently. Get that vibrating at the bottom or base of your spine or perineum now. Feel it humming there. Now, make that sound out loud. Might have to be a little higher, because for me it's below my vocal range. Okay, so I'll do a really low note. Again, you already noticed whether it's stagnant or overactivated. You might have to do this longer, right, to really get it humming. But just make sure you feel that stable vibration vibrating at the base of your spine. Okay, cool. Now, let's go up to the second chakra. Second chakra Some people say it's emotions. Some people say the third chakra is emotions. But I like to work with the emotions in the second chakra. Do you let go of your emotions easily? Do you hold on to them? It's interesting, the answers I get. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm finally learning to let go, right? Or, you know, I had this one guy just recently said, oh, I hold on to them. And I'm like, oh, really? Do you have digestion problems? Oh, yeah, right? And then it's really cool when I get somebody that says, oh, no, I totally let them go. I'm like, okay, don't need to work on that area, right? And then also, how are you around sensuality? Any blockages around sensuality, right? Or is it too overactivated, right? That's another area. Is it too stagnant or overactivated, right? So listen for a frequency just below your belly button. Should be a little higher frequency than the root chakra, but whatever feels right. Go up and down in your head, or just go right to a note or frequency that feels right just below your belly button. Okay. Just play with it. You can't get it wrong. Get it humming consistently. Feel a little bit of buzz there. Now, make it out loud. Ooh. Again, don't do the frequency I'm doing. Do your own frequency. Ooh. 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 Feels so good. Okay. Now, the third chakra, which is the solar plexus, which is about power and personal power especially. Are you above people where you are frustrated, upset, or even angry with people? Or are you below people where you're insecure or not good enough? Or are you equal to people, totally in your power? That's an interesting one. I mean, it's really telling because some people totally say, oh, I'm below people. Other people totally say, oh, I'm, you know, above people. And then a lot of people say, oh, I fluctuate between all three, right? Which is, I do as well. I fluctuate between all three. I'm learning and I've gotten made a lot of headway where I'm equal to people, and I think in my power a lot more. But still, you know, I fluctuate. I admit it. I'm human. Put me on the list of humans, right? Okay. So, right? So if people are above people, then that's like overactivated, and you need to calm down that chakra. I found that just putting the hand over the solar plexus can actually calm it down, because it's like when you're upset or angry, you're leaking energy out of the solar plexus. So you just stop that energy from leaking out, right? Or if you're not feeling good enough, what I like to do is have people do the no exercise, which is like this. Now, imagine you have a tiger attacking you, right? And you have the power with your voice to stop this tiger at its tracks. You're not going to hurt the kitty. You're just going to set boundaries, right? And so on three, which is always four, we're going to do a really loud no. Put your hand out and go, no! Okay, let me demonstrate first. Warning, warning. I'm going to get really loud here. Okay, one, two, three. No! All right. Right? So that is really good to practice. You guys try it. Okay, you guys do it with me. One, two, three. No! Right. That's really good. I had this woman a few years ago, and she's like, "No." I'm like, "No, full power." She's, "No." I'm like, "Oh my God, you need to practice that so you can totally do full power from your solar plexus through your voice." And it's really, it can be really helpful, really helpful. So that's a really good one to have people do if they are actually not feeling good enough or insecure about themselves. I still do it myself. So, of course, if their people are totally equal to people in their power, I'm not even going to work on that chakra. Okay. So ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself, is your solar plexus buzzing? Is it got a little anxiousness, a little tension around it? It's like the pit of your stomach, right? We commonly feel that. People commonly. Or is it stagnant even? Okay. Listen for a frequency there. Get it humming consistently. A frequency that is stable and consistent. Like a little ball of sound. Just at your solar plexus. It overcomes any tension or buzz or activates it to where it starts humming again. Peaceful vibration. Now make it out loud. It's funny, I just remembered. I have to tell you this. I did this exercise at a yoga studio years ago, and then the owner of the yoga studio came to me and said, "You can't make people work." Yeah, we just want you to do, give them the sounds to make, give them the frequencies to make. That's the way everybody else does it. And I'm like, "Oh, great." You know, it's much better when you find it yourself. It's like, "Oh, it's too hard for people." Oh, come on. Yeah, that was funny. I think it's much better when you find it yourself. Anyway, let's go now to the heart chakra. Question is, first of all, just check and feel, is your heart open? Is it buzzing? Is it humming? Is it shut down? Right? The question, how open is your heart? And how much love do you have in your life? It's so interesting because it's so hard to tell, I found, where people are at around this. I thought I'd be able to tell a person that's got a lot of love in their life or hearts really open when just looking at them. You can't tell. You know, I've seen people that I thought, oh my God, doesn't seem like maybe they don't seem like real warm, right? And then I ask them this question, and they're like, "Oh, I have so much love in my life." I'm like, "Oh, cool. I don't have to work on that area." And then I had this one woman, she said, "I don't know what love is." I'm like, "Oh my God, really?" And she said, "I don't know. I've never experienced it." I'm like, "Oh my God, we're going to work on that chakra." In that case, what I commonly do is I'll have people send a sound of love to their own heart. I often start by having them just send the energy of love to their own heart. And then I'll have them add a sound silently, and then I'll have them make it out loud. So it's like this, sending a sound of love to your own heart. And you know, let them know they can't do it wrong. It's always perfect because a lot of people are insecure about making sound out loud. Right? It's very cool. Right. Now, listen for a frequency in your heart chakra. get it humming consistently. Go up and down if you need to. Just imagine a sound vibrating there, full of love. Now make that out loud. Excellent. Okay, then we have the throat chakra. Check in yourself, see if there's any tension or buzz there in the thyroid, and or if it's just stagnant, or maybe you're scared to express yourself. Question is, are you able to express yourself freely? Kind of a big problem for women on our planet because men have been squashing the throat chakras of women for tens of thousands of years, not to mention totally these days in our current times, especially in other cultures, but definitely in all cultures, right? I mean, in the U.S., it's just rampant, you know? Women are not able to speak their truth. I had a woman in class just last week, and she was so timid with her voice. And she said, oh, yeah. She was from Russia, actually. And she said, oh, yeah, we were told never to express ourselves as kids. And she said, it's totally imprinted now. I was like, okay, well, you've come to the right place, right? Because it's all about being able to express yourself freely. You know, you don't want to hurt anybody, right? So there are certain limits, you know, but you can't hold it in. You got to be able to express yourself in a balanced way is really the trick. Because I found some people that have learned to express themselves, but they're a little intense about it. Right, but it's better than being shut down. Right. So, also, can you make sound freely? A lot of people are scared. It's interesting. A lot of people, I'm scared to sing because I'm not a great singer. I'll do it though. I'll still do it. Right. Whereas making sound, I have no problem at all making sounds. Right, as long as I don't have to sing specific notes. So when you ask that, you might ask them, you know, we're not talking about actually singing. We're talking about just making sound at all, even just getting silly. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So you might actually do some work with people where you do call and response and have them make silly sounds or interesting sounds, a full range of sounds where you say, okay, make this sound. Or let me do it with you. Ooh, make that sound. Okay. Ah. Wow, 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 wow. Get to the point where get over this scare, this being scared to make sound. It's natural though. I mean, all our life, ever since we were like one or two, we've always been told shh, right? And then we go to school and it's like, what are you doing? You can't make sound. You're gonna go see the principal if you make sound, right? And then we go to work, you can't make sound. And we totally get shut down. It's just horrible. It's horrible. Okay. So, listen for a frequency in your throat chakra. get it humming consistently. Any vibration, any frequency, you can't do it wrong. Just peaceful, stable vibration. Well, I was feeling a little buzz in my throat. Not much, so it's easy to overcome. Make that one out loud. Okay, third eye. Check in, see if you even feel your third eye. God, it seems like the last 6 months or so I've had almost a little third eye headache. You know, maybe sometimes a little buzz there. I mean, I remember when I first started doing this, I couldn't feel anything in my third eye, right? And then finally became more and more aware of it and where it's at. It's like right now, I would say, it's actually interesting. It's doing pretty good right now. Here, feel a tiny third eye headache, but it's not stagnant. I can feel it's awake. So it's really, it's actually doing pretty good at this time, which normally that's not the case. So I often have a little third eye headache. Okay? So the question is, do you trust, how good is your intuition? Do you trust your intuition? And some people's third eyes are open where they can see energy inside the body or see ley lines out in nature. Right? Also, how good is your clarity of mind? How good is your focus? Those are really good third eye questions. Okay. Listen for a frequency in your third eye and get it humming there. It'll be a higher frequency now. But anything that that makes it, that feels right. Now, make it out loud. It's almost too high for me to make out loud, but I'll try it anyway. It's actually higher than that. Cool. Stable, consistent vibration is the whole deal. We're talking about peace at each chakra. Crown chakra. Are you able to connect to spirit at will? Do you know how to open your crown chakra? Right? Do you know when it's open or when it's shut? I think most people, I would say about 75% of the people I talk to, maybe more, don't know how to work with the crown chakra. It's pretty normal, right? It's really cool when people say, oh yeah, I know how to open my crown. I'm like, really? That's great. Right. So I often ask beyond that, I'll say, what's your spiritual practice? You know, have you experienced oneness? Have you experienced a connection to spirit? Have you experienced a connection to source? Right. That's really, really telling. So listen for a frequency at the crown. Most people associate the crown chakra with the pineal gland, which is right in the middle of the head, a little pea, tiny pea, right in the middle of the head that has crystals in it. So it's actually a frequency device. So tune in to the crown chakra and listen for a frequency humming there. Find one that feels just right. This is your connection to spirit. way too high for me to make out loud. It's like kind of like really up there. Okay, now let's do a frequency sweep from the crown chakra frequency down all the way, slowly, one by one, down to the root chakra. And as you sweep smoothly, feel each chakra as you go by it. Okay, do it with me. Now go back up from the root chakra. Again, feel each chakra as you go by. And what I do is if I notice that the chakra is not humming, or there's any breakup in the flow in that chakra, I will actually stop and go back and work on that chakra some more with the frequencies to make sure it's humming to be able to receive and transmit the flow. Okay, so let's go through from the root to the crown. Back down one more time. Just that right there would get rid of my panic attacks. It's amazing, right? Especially when I get to the crown chakra, they would just be gone. This is so effective. I had a girl that was about 9 years old came in just a few months ago, and her mom goes, she might look calm, but she's just shaking in her boots. She has panic attacks all the time. I'm like, oh my God, you came to the right place. I'm not going to do any sound and vibration. The sound table is a nightmare for people with panic attacks. You know, even a crystal bowl can be way too much. So I walked her through this exercise we just did, 9 years old. And it totally worked for her. You know, people with panic attacks are so open to vibration, so it's really easy to actually get them to do it. And they don't even have to do it out loud. If someone's having a panic attack, don't ever ask them to make any sound out loud. In fact, you don't even need to do it out loud. You just have them do it silently, totally silently, and it's really effective. Again, it changed my life drastically years ago. Okay, so what I recommend is doing this treatment many times through the day. I like to do it in bed before I, right when I wake up, before I get out of bed. So I often do it for an hour. In fact, almost every day I do it for an hour before I get out of bed. And then I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm ready to go because I'm totally in my body. I've found all the areas that are a little stagnant or, you know, buzzing. And so it's just so effective. But, you know, I'm a little bit lazy. So what I do is I actually, first of all, I don't make things out loud. I do them all silently, and I find it really effective that way. But also, you can add in different colors. The traditional colors for the chakras you could use, red for the root, orange for the second chakra, yellow or gold for the third, green or pink for the heart chakra, blue, I like baby blue for the throat chakra, purple for the third eye, and violet, white light, or clear light for the crown chakra. And the Tibetan warrior colors from ancient Tibet are, you know, green for the root, red for the second chakra, blue for the heart, red, isn't that interesting, blue for the heart, and then red for the throat and white for the third eye. They don't even go through all the different ones. But, you know, what I've found is do like a frequency sweep. Test different colors and see what you need for that chakra. I mean, okay, it's like maybe I need a dark blue for the root. How's that? No, Maybe a purple for the root today. Oh, okay, instead of red, let's try a green for the root chakra. Or gold. Oh, I like that, right? So just try a whole bunch of different colors for each chakra instead of subscribing to what somebody else says. Find them yourself, just like finding your frequencies yourself. Find the colors yourself, right? That's really cool. Much better than subscribing to what somebody else has said. How'd they come up with that stuff anyway? Okay. But I'm even lazier. What I do is I actually have a whole array of higher beings, archangels, ascended masters, and positive aliens that I use for each of the chakras. If this is too out there, don't tell anybody. Otherwise, check it out and see what you think. Okay. For the root chakra, I use Babaji for my feet normally, and Raphael for the root chakra. I like the sound of Raphael for the root chakra. Raphael, right? It's nice to do a low note of Raphael. So I call in Raphael for my root. And then for the second chakra, I use Saint Germain. Saint Germain comes with the purple flame, so often that purple flame spreads throughout my whole body whenever I bring it into the second chakra. And I use Kuan Yin to have compassion for all those times where my emotions are all over the place or above or below people, right? So I get a little compassion there. Also, I have for the third chakra, I have Archangel Michael. Michael's got a sword if I'm not feeling good enough, or and also if I'm feeling too cocky, he's got a sword of love to kind of cut me back down to size, right? And Kuan Yin for compassion when I'm above or below people there, right? Okay, and then there's for the heart chakra, I use the Christ energy, Mother Mary. Oh my God, when I totally tune into those, my heart is blown open. And Kuan Yin as well for compassion. And then for the throat chakra, I use St. Francis, Mary Magdalene, and the Hathors. Here are the Hathors. They are all about doing sound through the voice. Tom Kenyon channels them all the time. So they are really effective for my throat chakra. And then for the third eye, especially like Gabriel, when I connect to Gabriel, I get a cocoon of light around me, or Metatron, which is really detailed information I found that's really good for the third eye, and Dijwa Kul, who Alice Bailey channels, an ascended master. And then for the crown chakra, I use Thoth. Brings me right into source. There's a dragon energy, don't tell anybody, name Aragon. I just say Aragon and I go to source. And then there's another Native American being that I work with called Eagle Heart that comes in. Although Eagle Heart's really everything. Eagle Heart is the heart, the crown, the root. It's kind of the whole kit and caboodle, right? So it's nice when Eagle Heart comes in. So what I do is I call them in and let them go to each chakra, and just they're all frequency beings, so they totally do a healing on me. If I can't sleep in the middle of the night or can't sleep anytime, I just call them in, and within 10 minutes I'm back to sleep. It's amazing how effective it is. Really amazing. Now if I've got a problem with one chakra really big time, sometimes what I'll do is say, okay, whole gang on that one chakra. So I'll get everybody to work on that one chakra, and then it's like, oh my God, it was totally takes care of it, right? So, and it's so easy because you don't have to do any work. Just let them do their frequency work on each chakra. There's one aspect of this that is really effective, just besides the fact that these beings are really powerful, and that is when you tune in to multiple things at once, you go into theta. So when you're tuning into all these different chakras, especially with frequencies and colors and different beings, it's like you're getting out of your prefrontal cortex, which is where the worry is that keeps you awake or that is stressful. So then you go into theta, which is a very peaceful state. And just that right there is really, really effective. Multiple, tuning into multiple things at once does that. Okay. Again, if this is too out there, don't tell anybody. Otherwise, you can look up a list of archangels and ascended masters and positive aliens on the internet and see which ones resonate with you. You don't have to use my list, right? This is very cool. Okay. So let me now play for you a chakra song. Let's see if we have time for this. We've got about 7 minutes. Let's see how long my chakra song is. My chakra song is 8 minutes. Well, we might make it through. I'll start a little into it. I'll start about a minute into it, then we should be able to make it through. Okay, so this is about 1 minute each, although it's only going to be about 15 seconds for the root chakra. And it's called Chakra Star. This is on my Nutri-Energetic CD, the second CD called, what's it called? Nutri-Energetics. I'll tell you later. Enjoy Chakra Star. Thank you. hold that energy. Rest of the week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thank you.
Recording stopped.